We had been hearing for the last couple of years that the United States, in particular the armed forces, was dealing with a crisis, and the crisis being they just didn't have enough recruits. And at this point, there has been a huge surge. The Army has signed up more than 61,000 recruits just this fiscal year, already hitting their annual recruiting goal with months to go. This after all service branches surpassed recruiting their recruiting goals last year, the Army reaching 116% of its target. The question is, why? All right, let's talk about it this morning. It is Sheila Rondo. She is a marketing strategist, CEO of MOG XP, and she also spent a couple of decades in the U.S. Army and also the Army National Guard, and she joins us on the wake-up call. Sheila, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we hit a real rough patch, and now all of a sudden it appears, I wouldn't say all of a sudden, but over the course of the last year, it appears a lot of young people are deciding that they want to sign up. What's going on exactly?
There are a couple of different reasons, and it's like the perfect storm for the military because they'd really been struggling the last handful of years bringing in new recruits and retention. But what has happened is, one, the military's changed the way they're marketing. They're much more concise in their message, and they're talking more about the mission, where for a while it was kind of a squishy, softer version. And that's not what people who serve, that's not what they gravitate for and to. So the messaging has gotten a lot better. Two, one of the things or reasons why people serve is to pay for college, and there had been lots of question for years on whether or not there would be loan forgiveness. So the encouragement to serve in order to get college paid for was kind of questionable of whether or not people needed it or wanted it. And Third, we've got a new technology that is taking a lot of those entry-level positions away for those folks who don't necessarily go to college. And with AI, less of those positions are available now. So you've got three major things happening.
So essentially, they're looking at school, college, and a gig.
Yes.
Is that, I mean, okay, typically, you know, you would expect that maybe one service would be, shall we say, outpacing another, but it seems like in this case, it's pretty much across the board is what we're seeing.
It has. When the recruitment tanked for a while, it was across the board as well. And they are all coming back because the military has gotten much more aggressive in how they're recruiting. They're going to the different methods and channels that most people of that demographic use. They're going to TikTok instead of print advertising or TV. These things are resonating and are more authentic to the people who they're looking to reach.
Sheila Rondo joining us on the wake-up call. Out of curiosity, what was it that led you to join up and spend, you know, two decades, I mean, six of it in the Army and the rest of it in the National Guard? What was it that, what was your reasoning?
College education. I was able to leave college without owing a dime.
That makes perfect sense. When you're looking at $100,000 or probably more to get a degree, that all of a sudden begins to look pretty good for a lot of folks.
It does. And then you get in there and you realize how much you really learn. And it's a different lifestyle. It's not an easy one. But coming off of active duty, it gave me opportunities that I wouldn't have otherwise been given. And it gave me skills. And they're talking more about that now, of what you learn, the places you go, and being part of something bigger than yourself.
When you say you got out and you had opportunities that you otherwise wouldn't have, excluding, of course, debt-free college, you know, what are some of those other opportunities that are out there that are available that maybe aren't as obvious?
Well, it is a great honor to have preferential treatment with some of the biggest companies in the world. I got picked up by Anheuser-Busch. I lived in St. Louis at the time. Anheuser-Busch was a fabulous company to work for. They gave preferential treatment, so my resume went to the top of the pile.
Yeah.
I spent 11 years with them.
Out of curiosity, what were you doing with Anheuser-Busch? Tell me you were a beer tester. Tell me you were a beer tester.
No, but I did run the beer school.
You ran the beer school?
I ran the mobile beer school. It was a fleet of mobile marketing vehicles that traveled the country to teach people about the brewing process. So, yes, I got to hang out with the brewmasters, who are the guys who test the beer.
Okay, that sounds like fun.
It was a lot of fun, and did some amazing programs over the years. I worked for their in-house agency, and I was given opportunities, again, time and time again, because of the skills that I was given, and I learned through the military, operations and logistics and all of that, and how to lead. So it gave me those opportunities. Anheuser-Busch and a lot of other companies recognize those traits and look for them in employees, so they give them preferential treatment.
Sheila Rondeau joining us on the wake-up call this morning. For folks that are probably, okay, what is MOGXP? I know that you work with Fortune 500 companies and Fortune 500 brands across multiple industries. Kind of give us a little bit about your company.
So MOGXP stands for Marketing Operations Group Experiential. We are an experiential marketing company, and we do big, crazy events, face-to-face, the type that needs lots of operations and logistics. But we put products in the hands of consumers where they can try them.
All right. Sheila, we appreciate you joining us on the wake-up call this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great rest of your day. Thanks for being with us. Sheila Rondeau, she's with MOGXP here on the Wake Up Call.